Good morning. This gray November morning, November 8th, 1976, I am talking with May Holmes of Drift Road, who has been teaching dancing here to generations of young people. She lives in a darling little house overlooking the East Branch of the Westport River, and the marshes, the golden marshes, are beautiful this gray day. For Westporters, she is an institution, and I want this tape to tell us all it can about her.
I love you.
Where were you born?
Plymouth, Mass.
Plymouth, Massachusetts?
Mm-hmm.
Do you mind telling how long ago?
Oh, no. November 9th,
1889. 1889, mm-hmm. And that makes you...
I'll be 60 years old tomorrow.
Yes.
My birthday tomorrow.
60 years old.
Not 60, no. I'll be 87. 60 years teaching.
60 years. So 87 years old, and you've been teaching for 60 years. Mm-hmm. When did you start teaching?
I started in 1917.
And where? In Plymouth?
In Brockton.
In Brockton.
Yeah. First I had a class in Boston with another girl,
mm-hmm.
And I started in Brockton for myself.
And you were have always taught young people? Or
oh,
have you?
Young and older, up to 70 years old.
Yeah, people up to 70?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, and when did you come to Westport?
Oh, in 1921. Mm-hmm. Came down here for summers.
Yes.
Only I married Dr. Holmes. He owned this place here.
Yes.
And that was the first time I ever came down to Westport.
And when you came, did you start to teach? You didn't.
No,
you just came to vacation.
I was teaching then in Brockton.
Brockton.
Yes.
And you just came
but
here to vacation.
I didn't start teaching down here until 19... I came down here to live for good in 1948.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And,
You've been teaching here since 1948.
Yes.
I'd like to know a little bit about your interests aside from dancing as a young person growing up in Plymouth. What
yes.
were you interested in especially?
Well, I've always interested in dancing,
yes.
performing. I had an aunt was a dramatic teacher there in Plymouth, my
mm-hmm.
father's sister.
Mm-hmm.
And so she always had me performing around everywhere. So
yes.
when I got through high school, I graduated from Plymouth High School. And so my first job was in Brockton,
mm-hmm.
working at the Brockton Public Market. And I worked there for 7 years. And it was during that time that I took up my teaching.
Oh,
I used
yes,
to dance
now
around.
I know the Brockton Public Market. Mm-hmm. Now, what did you work at?
I worked at the office, and I had charge of all the cashiers and getting all the deposits ready for the bank.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Every day.
And in the meantime, you were studying dance.
I was studying, yes, and doing lots of dancing myself.
And doing a lot. Whom did you study with?
In Chicago. I graduated from Chicago Normal School for dancing teachers. And then I studied in New York
mm-hmm.
and Boston. So I've been teaching ever since 1917.
Yes. That's a long, long time
mm-hmm.
of teaching.
Yeah.
I asked about whom you studied with. Would you care to name them?
Sure. I studied in Chicago with different teachers, and they had Russian teachers come there for the normal school work and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then I studied the best officer of Russian ballet in New York.
Yes.
That's where I graduated from there.
Yes.
And then I used to go to the normal schools in Boston and New York in the summertime, don't
mm-hmm.
you know, and then they have for the teachers.
Yes.
So I've always been in the dancing line, really.
Yes, I knew you were.
Mm-hmm.
Later
in life, I've been taking care of elderly people a lot.
Have
doing
you?
What I could for the elderly.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, yes. I took care of, Thelma McHugh or not. I took care of her mother for almost 6 years on
mm-hmm.
Slocum Road.
Mm-hmm.
And the old wing that was the oldest Newport, Westport resident. He and his wife. I was there for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was with Miss Wardell over in... New Bedford,
mm-hmm.
and I just finished last March with her, and I was with her for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So
so your good deeds
so
are
So I do that.
Many.
Besides, I take
yeah.
care of the young, teach the young, and I do
take
what I
care of
the
old.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that darling?
Yeah, I love it.
That's just wonderful.
Yeah.
That's a generous, kind person. Could you tell me a little bit about your philosophy of teaching Now, this is a hard question mm-hmm. to put to you without you having time to think about it, but you've been doing it for so long that I thought maybe you could say, do you begin with any amount of free experimentation, or do you begin with certain rigid ballet steps the way the Russians do?
All ballet foundation work is my work, mm-hmm. and they exercise, all ballet exercises are wonderful for them. And then, like tap, when it came in vogue, I had to take that up and I would teach that outside. And baton work and all those things, acrobatic. But my main work is ballet.
Ballet.
Yeah, that's what I studied. And they have all ballet foundation work that come here.
Yes, and primarily based on the Russian ballet.
Yeah, Russian ballet. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's the greatest, isn't
Love it,
in
mm-hmm.
a way.
Love it. Mm-hmm.
There's no, the modern dance, Mary Wigman,
yeah,
and
social
people
dancing.
Like that.
I taught that for a long time. Junior high up here, Mrs. Frank Babbitt and Ellen Treffy used to get classes up for me. I've done a lot of teaching in Westport. I didn't realize that I had. But I have.
Yes.
And so my work is all ballet.
Yeah.
I start with that. And then if the others want, they want the other, then I work into it and give it to them.
Mm-hmm.
But that's my foundation.
Mm-hmm. And how, at the school, did you work, was it after school or during school hours?
No, always, of course, on Saturday, all classes, and I've had private work here and mm-hmm. all those things. Now I have just one class that I'm doing only because I'm gradually giving up.
Yeah.
In 77, I plan on retiring. I don't believe in retiring, though.
No, you won't retire,
no,
of course.
I don't want to.
No.
So I did, in 67, I gave my golden anniversary recital at the high school auditorium,
mm-hmm.
and I announced that night that I was all through teaching. That was 67.
That was 100 years of...
67, now 50 years.
50 years of teaching.
Golden anniversary.
Yes.
And so...
Tell me about that.
Big fan?
Tell me what it was like.
Oh, it was beautiful. The finale was beautiful. It was all gold, and gold horseshoes on the floor. I used the floor and stage.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all in gold costumes. And I had different groups come out doing different things. And there was one group with the jockey hats and the whips, all gold.
Mm-hmm.
And I danced in all the recitals with them. And so it was beautiful. And I had those gold horseshoes all over the floor. And
this is in the new high school up there.
Up here, up on Main Street.
Yes.
15 years I was up there for my recital.
Yes.
It was lovely. And then I carried out numbers during the program. And, oh, sure, Mr. Wood, his daughters took lessons from me. They were principal at the high school
mm-hmm,
at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And I really loved it. So I was there for 15 years, put on recitals each year. My dance and all the recitals.
How many classes before you began to taper off and not have so many classes?
Well, just then.
How many classes at that time?
That was 67.
In 67 or even 60. How many classes a week would you have?
Well, I'd have a group from... children that weren't going to school, and then I'd have
the preschoolers,
then the junior high and the high school social work that I taught up here at the Friends Academy.
Yes.
Not Friends Academy, but Friends Central, up in the Central Railroad.
Yes, uh-huh.
That, what do they call it, community? Is it the community?
Center.
I taught there for quite a while.
Community
and
center.
And Eleanor and Mrs. Frank Babbitt, they got up classes from there.
Mm-hmm.
So I had the high school classes from the high school.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely. All social work.
Mm-hmm.
Ballroom etiquette. And it was nice.
Mm-hmm.
We had the chaperones from different classes. It was lovely. And then it got so that the dancing they do today.
You had about 6 or 8 classes a week.
Oh, yes. I worked. Because when I was in Brockton, I had three studios.
Mm-hmm.
Brockton, I worked there 38 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then while I was working there 38 years, I taught in Brockton. I had a studio there for 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
And in Taunton Hotel, I had it there for 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
I taught
amazing.
Brockton. Three recitals are here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, so that you just taught dancing and taught dancing
that's
dancing
my life, really.
Come out
really,
of
it is.
Mm-hmm.
So when I got through at the high school and announced that I was through teaching, the next year, it was Mrs. Lee's up here, Carlton Lee's wife, came in. She wondered if I wouldn't take it, just a small group, don't you?
Yes,
know?
Yes.
Well, I said, oh dear, I don't know, but I did.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I've been doing every year since then, just taking the, I have 3 classes, 10 in each class,
mm-hmm.
and that's all.
Now you have 3 classes.
Now I'm right down
Drop
to down, just one
class.
Because
mm-hmm.
I'm kind of thinking dropping it.
Yes. Well,
I don't want to.
Of course, no, you don't
I
want
may
to.
Not,
you might not.
No, that's right. I might have
if
a
If you feel
like
well
I'm
enough.
Now. keep going. It keeps you in. You know, there's nothing better than to keep in with the young.
That's
youth.
What I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
That's why I'm working so hard at this.
Yeah, that's all right. It's good for you.
How many children do you suppose you wouldn't have any idea, would you? How many children you have taught over all these years of teaching?
I would never be able to.
Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and thousands.
That, and then, of course, when they had the big party at the fairgrounds in Brockton, that was 100, I think it was the 100th anniversary they had up there, and took in all the schools, the teachers and everything. It was just lovely. So I directed the dancing up there on the stage at the fairgrounds. And that was, I'd been teaching only 6 years then.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, it's incredible to me that a person has had as much experience as you have and has been as popular, because everyone tells me that all of your pupils adore you.
Yeah.
that they love their classes. And you say you limit the size of the class to about 10?
Well, down here I do, but in Brockton I used to have 50 and probably 100, don't you know?
Mm-hmm.
Big classes, because I had a big studio.
Yes.
I rented a big place there for a year, mm-hmm. by time, each year, and then I would sublet some of my rooms to other teachers, like piano teachers or singing teachers, something.
Mm-hmm.
And it was nice. I had a little business, don't you know?
Yes, yes. Yeah. Very profitable.
Yeah.
Hmm? Was your husband living then?
Well, my husband, he was Dr. Holmes, and mm-hmm. No, we were only married 16 years,
interestingly.
But he was in Linwood for 10 years.
Oh.
5 years down here in a wheelchair.
Oh.
He died here and buried here.
Mm-hmm.
And so, besides, because I kept my home in Brockton and come down here in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
But he always loved my work and used to love to go to all those. Never missed recitals, mm-hmm. as long as he could get around.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, he loved it.
I'm a very close friend of your neighbor, Elaine Stevens.
Oh, yes.
And so I, of course, look over the wall and see you all the time. But I didn't really realize how beautiful your view was.
Yes, it looked lovely here. Oh, they love here, don't you know? They hope to have it someday.
Yes, I know they said
they do. They love it here.
Yes. What about your feelings about working in Westport in comparison to working in Brockton or other places
teaching.
Where you...
I love the teaching down there. I love the pupils. They're lovely. People are lovely and everything. But in Brockton, because a lot of them went into for a future.
Yes.
You know, they did a lot of dancing around, entertainment for different parties and things like that down here. Although, when I first came down here, I just for all the Grangers, I put, entertainment on for them.
Yes.
Yes, up here in the Central Village in Little Compton. Mm-hmm. And I taught over the Wilbur School in Little Compton
mm-hmm.
for 2 years over there for the PTA.
Mm-hmm. But you're saying that the difference between here and Brockton is that you had more pupils who really were thinking professionally.
They went into it more than they do down here. They sometimes the kids, you they just really come because they got to come, don't you know? But the others up there, they just wanted to come. And
in other words, their mothers told them to. Is that
it? Yes, don't you know? But in Brockton, I had so many. I had three in the Rockettes, three girls of mine mm-hmm. in Rockette.
In New York,
yes,
city.
Yes, and. Mm-hmm. So I have a girl now. I think she's still at the Quincy teaching at the I think she teaches now at the university in Quincy, mm-hmm. and she taught there for quite a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But my girls are looking forward to be a teacher. They want to do professional work or something
mm-hmm.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
But down here you don't have so
you
much
don't
of
have
going
that.
For that.
No, it's just recreational for them.
Yeah, it's some place for them to
and
go.
Cultural.
Yes,
their parents
like,
want them
to they
have.
They get a good physical training and everything, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Of course they do.
Yeah, lovely.
And discipline with your Russian ballet approach.
Oh,
love
it. Yeah.
If there was, you've lived here in Westport how many years
now,
again?
I've lived here steady since 1948, but 1921 was the first time I came down.
Yes,
here.
But steadily as a Westporter.
Westporter, 1948.
58, 68, almost 30 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, if you could, how do you feel about living in Westport?
Oh, I love it. I love Westport. I used to come down after Dr. passed away, and I said, what do I want to come way down here for from Brockton? Nobody here.
Mm-hmm.
But I keep coming and coming. Nobody here. Come down so lonely and everything after he passed on. And but I'd still come.
Mm-hmm. Have you made many friends since you came?
Yes, I have a lot of friends. But And I'm not too much for
you're not, you know.
I like to be friendly with everybody.
Yes. You want to be friendly, but you're kind of also a loner.
Yes, yes, that's right. And so I find that I'm just as well off lots of times.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not, don't you know? But I'm friendly with everybody and like everybody, and as far as I know, I guess.
Everybody likes you.
I hope.
I never heard an unkind word spoken of you. You do love Westport, and you love its people,
yes.
Even though you don't have the opportunity to do as much professional work.
Well, I belong to the art group here.
You do?
Yeah. And now Mrs. Wilkinson, she wrote me nice little note the other night. Well, I don't get to the meetings because I've had a lot of trouble with my right leg. I have a torn cartilage in my right knee. And
does that make dancing, teaching hard?
No, I've been teaching. It 5 years ago it happened, but nothing can be done on the operation.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't give me much encouragement about the operation,
mm-hmm.
chance I take.
Yeah.
So I thought, as long as I can get around, hobbling around, they all come to me and everything.
Yeah.
Like, when I can exercise, it's good for me.
Yes. In other words, it's good for you,
yeah.
And it doesn't handicap
you.
No,
it doesn't. The only thing is I have those muscle cramps that come, and if I sit any length of time in a chair and thing, oh, I have to get up and get around. So I used to think, well, I don't want to go up to the art group
and
to the
meeting. Have to run around the room.
So I have to get up and be embarrassed to dance, don't you know?
I know.
So I don't go. So
no.
I explained that
to
them.
Do you go to the art shows, the art group's exhibits?
Oh, yes, they have some lovely.
Yes.
I'm not artistic that way, I'm afraid. I love them, but as to go into and do them, the other work is my line of work.
Yes, yes.
You see?
Now, if you could change anything about Westport, let's say you love it, you've had a great time here, the pupils have not been professionally oriented the way they have been some places. You have this beautiful place and this beautiful view. Are there any changes you'd make in Westport if you could?
The only thing I like to live as long as I can down here, but time marches on, don't you know?
Yes. And so there's nothing you would have different.
No, I love it here.
You just love it just the way it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the only thing is I wish the doctor was here, could enjoy it and everything, because he loved it.
Yes.
It was his place, really.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Do you have a doctor here whom you go to, or do you go back to Plymouth?
I have my brother's wife. She's an operating nurse at the Garland Hospital in Brockton, and I go up there with some... all 3 months or 6 months and have my exam. She takes care of everything like that. Otherwise, Cacaldi, I haven't been to him, but I've been on cases where he's been the doctor and I know him very well. I know his wife and everything.
Yes.
But I haven't really had any occasion.
Any occasion?
No.
Knock on wood.
So I don't like to brag too much, don't you know?
Well, anybody who's as active as you are. I mean, the dance is really one of the most therapeutic.
I don't want to drop things abruptly, don't you know?
No.
I think
it would be very bad for you, too.
I think so, too.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to just keep on.
Well, thank you for letting me come this morning and talk with you. And this will be in a little volume that we're making of all the story of Westporters.
Yeah. Did you see my picture in the paper when it was in there?
Yes.
Yeah.
And do you have a copy of it?
I don't have it. I think I got one here. This is my old pictures. I think there's a paper here. I think it has the... Yeah, when they came down, because they want to take the pictures of the pupils and everything, you know.
Yes.
And now we want to picture you. And I said, no more pictures. So I said, well, okay.
It's a darling picture.
So
perhaps we could get from the paper
a copy.
Probably have an extra copy.
I got a half a dozen at the time, and everybody wanted it, so I gave them away.
With this report, we could include it.
Yeah, sure.
That would be a good idea.
Sure. Oh, it's nice.
Yes.
And then, of course... A long time ago, I had another book here that one of the girls that was mine, I wonder if it's under here. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. You know, I pile up things.
Well, that's
all right.
No,
you're all right. Just
stay
right there. And then this is one of my girls that used to take lessons of me. And she writes for New Bedford paper.
She
lived down here in
Pioneer
Hall, I think. So she got this write-up in some time ago for me. She came to me.
Well, that's marvelous. You taught in Rockland,
here.
I didn't.
Yeah, the Rockland Opera House. I had a studio there 6 years.
You did?
Yeah.
No, that was Rockland, Maine.
Mass. Rockland, Mass.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then Taunton Hotel, I was there for 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
And Judge Swig, he was the judge there in Taunton, and his wife, they got up lovely classes for me. Jewish kiddos, and they were lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely.
Well, thank you very much.
Well,
I appreciate you letting me come. You've been very
help.
Helpful. Yes, it's just
I've done a lot of talking, I guess. I don't know.
Well, that's what I wanted.